Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Ches. The Gemara brings the memra of Rami Bar Chama that we see from our Mishnah, Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveiroi, Kone Chaveiroi. The Gemara has a long shakla v'tarya to discuss where Rami Bar Chama saw that from our Mishnah, and the Gemara says that it's from the last case, Bizman Shehim Oidim, Oy Sheyesh Lahem Eidim, that the din is Chalkin Beloy Shvua, and the Gemara says that Rami Bar Chama learned from there that if two people admit to pick it up at the same time, or there are Eidim that they picked it up at the same time, then the halacha is that each one is kain a half, and we see from there hamagbia metzia lechaveroi kone chaveroi. Rava argues and says that really we could say magbia metzia lechaveroi loy kone chaveroi, and the only reason that it works in the case of the Mishnah is because of the klal of migu dezachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei. Rashi explains that Rava would hold that picking up a metziah solely for your friend would have the problem that the Gemara mentions on Daf Yud of Toifes Lebal Choyv B'mokim Shechav La'achirim Loi Kana. As Rashi explains on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Lav Kol Kamine, you have no right to pick up something for someone else to the detriment of a third person, and therefore Toifes Lebal Choyv B'mokim Shechav La'achirim does not work, and Magbiya Metziah L'Chaveroi Loi Kana Chaveroi. Only when you're picking it up for yourself and for your friend, then you're not considered an outsider, then Rava would agree that you are able to pick up part of it for your friend. In the Shita of Rami Bar Chama, that Rami Bar Chama holds you could pick it up solely for your friend, what does he do with that halacha that Toifes Lebal Choyv B'makim Shechav La'achirim Loi Kana? As Rava holds that these two things are comparable, so why does Rami Bar Chama argue on that? One could say that Rami Bar Chama holds even Toifes Lebal Choyv B'makim Shechav La'achirim is Kana, not like the Gemara on Daf Yud. However, the Rishonim bring a svara that even if you hold that Toifes Lebal Choyv B'makim Shechav La'achirim Loi Kana, Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi could be better. Tosfos later on Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the Dibur HaMaschil Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that it's possible to say that by Metzia it's better because Migu di'iba'i zachi l'nafshei zachi nami l'chavrei. Even though you're not actually being zoichet partially for yourself, you're picking it up for your friend, but you could have been zoichet for yourself. Therefore, you have rights to pick it up solely for your friend. Iboi zochi l'nafshei, so zochi nami l'chavrei. And the Ramban on Daf Yud says a different svara, that the whole concept of b'makam shechav l'achirim is specifically when that other person is owed money. If he's owed money and you're grabbing it for a third person and not for him, so then that person is not going to be able to collect his chayiv because of your tfisa. That's called chav la'achirim. But by metziah, there's no pre-existing schus bechlal. Anyone could get a metziah. Therefore, Rami Bar Chama does not look at that as a chav la'achirim. Memela, Rami Bar Chama holds that magbia metziah l'chaveroi, kone chaveroi. The basis of Rami Bar Chama's raya is that in the Kinyan Hagbah, it's not enough that you are holding on to part of the object. The entire object has to be lifted off the ground. If it's not lifted off the ground entirely, then it's not even a Mikzas Hagbah, and it can't be kainer for yourself. Memela, if the halacha would be Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi Loi Kone Chaveroi, your chelak of your Hagbah would not work, because the other part of the object would be considered Kemisha Munachas Al Gabi Karka. But now, with the help of your friend's Hagbah, with your Ezer Kenegdoi, that you're picking up this chelek, and the other person is picking up the other chelek, and each one is doing it with the other person in mind as well, then each one can assist the other person's Hagbah, and Memela, Yachloiku, Memela, the din would be that they both keep it, because Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi, Kone Chaveroi. The Pnei Yeshua over here says that the whole raya of Rami Bar Chama is based on what the Gemara says on Dav Zayin, that the case of the Mishnah is b'detfisi b'karkashta, that they're holding on to the fringes of the talus. But in the chelik shetachas yadam, if a person is holding on to a chelik of the gufa talus, this that he gets ma shetachas yadai, that does not need the assistance of the other person. And I could be koine, Ruvain could be koine, the chelik shetachas yadai, even without the klal of hamagbia metzia l'chaveroi, that Shimon is assisting in his hagbah. And that's because we say that the chelik that's tachas yadai is kemande pasiktami, as the Gemara says on Dav Zayin, and memela that part is considered considered in ganzen yours. It's a kinyan gamur, and therefore, even if the klal would be hamagbia metzila chaveroi loy kana chaveroi, still you'd be able to get the chelik shetachas yaday. Only because we're talking about b'detfisi b'karkashta, and they're not holding on to the gufa talis itself, then we have a raya that hamagbia metzila lechaveroi kana chaveroi. And the Pnei Yeshua is medayikit from Toisvis Dibur Hamaschel Ella, because Toisvis says clearly that in the chelik that's tachas yodai mamish, then you wouldn't need the chiddush of Rami Bar Chama of Magbia Metzia Lechaveroi, Kona Chaveroi, Ayin Sham B'divrei HaToisvis. And it's kedai to point out that in the first words of Rabbeinu Chananel on this Amud, it seems to be mefurish like the Pnei Yeshua as well, because Rabbeinu Chananel starts our sugya by saying, Kivon Shehemid Rami Rav Papa Mishnasenu, Dekotoni Achloiku B'detafsi Lobekar Kashta. Since Rav Papa earlier says that the Mishnah is talking about that they're holding on to the fringes, Diktek Rami Bar Chama V'Omar, Zoi clear from the Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Pnei Yeshua's Medayik from Toisis, that the diuk of our sugya of Zoisay Meres Hamagbia Metzia Lechaveri Kona Chaveroi only starts off because of the Tfisi Bekarkashta, and that's as the Pnei Yeshua's Masbir, because if they're holding on to a chelik of the Gufa Talis, the chelik Shetachas Yodom is Taka theirs, even without the assistance of the friends Hagba and Memela, you wouldn't have a raya. Rami Bar Chama would not be able to prove from the Mishnah that Hamagbia Metzila Chaveri Kona Chaveroi. But since we're talking about the Tfisi Bekarkashta, then Rami Bar Chama has a raya. The Rashba here in our sugya brings in the name of the Ravid that the raya of Rami Bar Chama is only based on the fact that a talis is a big object, and if Ruvain picks up his chelik of the talis when he's holding on to the karkashta on this side of the talis, the remainder of the talis, the other half of the talis, would be dragging on the ground. So then we say when the other person is lifting it up, if you don't say Magbia Metzila Chaveroi Kona Chaveroi, it would be Kamisha Munachas Al Gabi Karka. Memeilu Rami Bar Chama has a raya that Magbia Metzila Chaveroi Kona Chaveroi. But in a case where it's a small towel or some other small item, a book that Ruvain is picking up and Shimon is picking up the other half, even if the rule would be Magbia Metzia Lechaveroi Loi Kona Chaveroi, still it would make sense that Ruvain's Hagbah is a good Hagbah, because we don't say that the part that's in the other person's hand is Teyase Zu Kemisha Munachas Agabi Karka, because even if that person wouldn't be here, the other half of the book or the other part of this small towel would not be Munachas Agabi Karka. Memela, the raya of Rami Bar Chama is only because the Mishnah is talking about ba'ofen sasum, even in a case where it's a big talis, that it would be kimunachas al gabi karka, and that's the raya of Rami Bar Chama that we say magbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi. Azoi bring the Rashba from the Ravid. The Rashba argues on this and says no, even in a small towel or a book, some small item where it would not be mamish dragging on the ground if not for Shimon, still we see hamagbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi. Rami Bar Chama's raya is even in that, from that case, because if Reuven is holding on to half of this book and Shimon is holding on to the other half of this book, yad chaveroi kikarka dami legabedidei. If not for the chiddush of Rami Bar Chama, the hand of Shimon is the same exact thing as karka legabe Reuven, and memela that would shter the kinyan of Reuven, because it's as if Reuven is holding on to half of this item and the other half of it is kimunachas legabe karka. Because the Yad Chaveroi can't assist your Hagbah. Rami Bar Chama has a good raya, even from a small Chefza, that we say, Hamagbia Metzia Lechaveroi Kona Chaveroi. And the Ravid obviously argues on that. The Ravid holds that the Yad Chaveroi is not Kimunachas Al Gabi Karka. When it's in a human hand, when it's in the hand of another person, it's not like it's resting Al Gabi HaAmud, or resting on top of the ground, where we say Kimunachas Al Gabi HaKarka. Memela, your Hagbah would not need the assistance of the other person's Hagbah, and Rami Bar Chama would not have a raya. The only raya is because we're talking about a big talis as well, and by the big talis it would taka be dragging on the ground if not for Shimon's lifting up the other half. Memela we see from there hamagbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi, whereas the Rashba understands that the yad chaveroi is mamish kekarka lagabi didei, and therefore even by a small object it would not be a good kinyan hagbah for Reuven on his chelek if not for the klal of magbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi. The shita mekubetzes brings in the name of the Toisvei Toisvis Laharosh, which is one of the Pirushim that the Rosh wrote, that he also argues on the Ravid, but for a little bit of a different Svara than the Rashba. The Rosh says that the Ravid is not correct. The Rai of Rami Bar Chama is even by a small talus, by a small object, because you still have a Raya that Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi Kone Chaveroi, because if not for that, Tfisas Kol Echad Mevatel Kinyin Chaveroi. The Tfisa of each person would be Mevatel the Kinyin of his friend. If not for the fact that he could work in assistance to help out the other person, then we say a klal of Kinyin, Mevatel Kinyin, that Tfisa that that person has, which is Roy LeKinyan, is Mevatel, the Kinyan of this person. The Mashmos of the Lashon of the Rosh is that his Taina on the Ravid is not because of the Klolim in a Maisa Hagba, as the Rashba said. The Rashba said, even by a small Chefetz, if it's something that's Biyad Chaveroi, so that's Kekarka Dami, and there's a Chesaron in the Maisa Hagba. The Rosh agrees to the Ravid on that Nakuda and says, no, that if it's Biyad someone else, then it could be there is a full-fledged Kinyan Hagba. Mimela, the taina, his taina that he has on the Ravid is mitzad acher. That even if you have a full Maisa Kinyan, a valid, bona fide Maisa Kinyan, but if someone else also has a Kinyan at that same moment in this object, Kinyan mevatel Kinyan. Tfisas kol echad mevatel Kinyan chaveroi. The svara of the Rosh is not unique to the Kinyan of Hagbah. Even by other Kinyanim, if one person is doing a Kinyan and the other one simultaneously is doing a Kinyan on this same object, so if not for the klal of Magbia mitzvah, we would say Tfisas kol echad mevatel kinyan chaveroi. The nafkamina between these two svaras to argue on the Ravid, the Rashba svara that it's not considered a hagba because masha biyad chaveroi is kekarka dami lagabedidei, and the svara of the Rosh that Tfisa mevatel kinyan chaveroi could be brought out by a case of the Ktzois HaChoshen in Simin Reish Samach Tes Sifkatan Beis. The Ktzois clears whether we have this klal of Rami, whether you need the chiddush of Rami Bar Chama that magbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi in other kinyanim, not by kinyan hagbah. For example, kinyanim of roichev and manig that the sugya speaks about. Do you also need the chiddush of Rami Bar Chama that magbia metzia lechaveroi could be kana chaveroi? So this would depend on the two drachim here to argue on the Ravid. If you hold like the Rashba, so then the whole klal of the whole necessity of the rule of Magbiya Metzila Chaveri Kana Chaveroi is specifically by Hagbah, by a Kinyan Hagbah, because if not for the other person helping you, it would be Kemisha Munachas Al Gabi Karka, because the Yad Chaveroi is Kekarka Dami. But when it comes to Roichev Umanig, then even without the Chiddush of Rami Bar Chama, each person could be Koine his Chelek, because he is doing a Rechiva or an Anhaga. Whereas according to the Rosh is Svara, the Rosh is a Svara B'chol HaKinyanim. If Reuven and Shimon are doing a Kinyan together, even if it's not a Hagbah, even if it's Reichev Umanig or some other Kinyan, the Halacha would be that a Kinyan is Mevatel Kinyan. And if not for the Klal of Rami Bar Chama, it would not be a good Kinyan for either one of them, and therefore even by other Kinyanim, you need the Klal of Rami Bar Chama. Understandably, the Ravid argues on both Tainas, the Taina of the Rashba and the Taina of the Rosh. The Ravid holds that it's a full Maisa Hagbah, even if someone else is holding on to the other half, as long as it would not have been dragging on the karka, if not for Shimon, so then Reuven's Hagbah on this small towel or this book, whatever small object we would be talking about, that is a full bona fide Maisa Hagbah. And the Ravid also argues on the klal of Kinyan Mevatel Kinyan. Either he doesn't hold of the concept Bechlal, that a tfisa of one person is Mevatel the Kinyan of another person, or it could be he holds like the Shita that the Ramban in Bava Basar Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph brings, that only by different kinyanim do we have a concept of kinyan mevatel kinyan. But if two people are trying to do the same kinyan hagbah, or they're both trying to do the same kinyan, even if in a different kinyan, not just hagbah, then the Ravid would hold that there is no concept of kinyan mevatel kinyan. Al kapanim, because of that, the Ravid held that by holding a small object together with your friend, you don't need the concept of hamagbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi, and the raya of Rami Bar Chama is only from a big talis, that if not for the other person holding onto it, it would mamish be dragging on the ground, and that's why we say teyosezu kemisha munachas al gabi karka. And memela, Rami Bar Chama is mechadish to us that the other person's hagbah could help to assist the first one's Hagbah, and Memela, Magbia, Metzia, Lechaveroi, Kana Chaveroi, each one is kind of half. The Gemara then brings that Rava says, Teda, a raya to the principle of Migu de Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre, because if a person tells his Shliach to steal for him, the Mishaleach is Potter, as Rashi explains because of the klal of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, yet we say, Vishutvin Sheganvu Chayavin. If Shutvin steal, then they're Chayiv. So it must be because Migu de Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre. Rashi explains that the case of Shutvin Sheganvu is if two people are Shutvin and they make up that they're going to steal something together, but one of them is the one who does the Maisa Gneva, but he does it for himself and for his friend. So the halacha is that even the friend is Chayiv, even though if he was Mishaleach, a Shliach, he would be Potter, but here, since the one who is stealing it for himself as well, we say, Migu de Zachi Lenafshei, Zachi Nami Lechavrei. Rabbi Kiva Eger later on the Avyura Midbeis wonders, how does that work? If Lemaisa the rule is Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, so how does it help that the one who is stealing it partially for himself and also for his friend? True, there's a klal of Migu de Zachi Lenafshei Zachi Nami Lechavrei, but that is with the regular rules of Zachia, and Zachia is Mitam Shlichus. If that's the case, if Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, how could there be a Zachia Ledvar Aveira? How does it help that Rava holds of the principle of Migu de Zachi Lenafshei Zachi Nami Lechavrei? It would seem that the Svara of the Gemara with this Rashi is that the whole time, the only time that we need the parsha of Shlichus or the parsha of Zechiah is if you're an outsider, if you're someone who's not shaykh to this Zechiah. So how could it work for someone else? It must be that there's a minui Shlichus, or if there's a Zechiah, so then we say with an understood Anan Sahadi that the person would have made you a Shliach. But be'etzem, you're an outsider. But if you are zoiche in this object also for yourself, you're doing a gneva not just for your friend, but you're doing a gneva for yourself and for your friend, then you're not an outsider in this gneva. You're stealing it partially for yourself. Then you don't need the parsha of shlichus. And memela, in such a case, even if it's for a dvar avera, where there is no parsha of shlichus, ein shliach dvar avera, still migu de zoiche lenafshe helps you be able to be zoiche lechavrei. Rabbi Kiva Ege, when he asks the kasha and says, if it's a dvar avera, how could it help migu de zoiche lenafshe zoiche nami lechavrei? He says, otu, would you say that if you would be zoiche for a katan, with migu de zoche lenafshe zoche nami lechavrei, it would work? Avada would not work, since ain't shlichus lekatan. It doesn't help that you're zoche also for yourself if there is no parsha of shlichus or zechia for a katan, so you can't do it even if you're zoche partially for yourself. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his chidushim in Ksubis, Taf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, brings from his son Rabbi Shlomo Eger, the Rabbi Shlomo Eger said that when a person is doing something for himself and for someone else, where we say the concept of migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei, it works even if the friend is a katan. And he says even if the friend is a guy, where there is no parsha of shlichus and zechia to that person. But still, since you're being zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei, even where the parsha of shlichus does not apply, and Rabbi Shlomo Eger says kemevur in bava metzia daf ches amid aleph, meaning Rabbi Shlomo Eger saw in our Gemara with Rashi that even in a case where shlichus does not help, because ain't shliach dvar avera, still, if I'm stealing something for myself and for my friend, ledaito yuladas chaveroi, it does work. That shows me that even if you don't have the parsha of shlichus, migu de zoch lenafshi zoch lenami lechavrei works. Memela would work even by a katan and a guy. Rabbi Kiva Eger said here, belosh and tmiya, how you talking that it would work to be zoicha for a guy in such a case? But we see that his son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, assumes that a taka would work, and that's because of the hesber that we're explaining, that by migu de zochi lenafshei you're not looked at as an outsider. You're someone who is nageya in this zechia. And memela, you could be zeicha for your friend even without the regular parsha of shlichus. Tosfos argues on Rashi, because Rashi brings the makar that you're chayiv in such a case from a gemara in Bava Kama daf ayin ches. Tosfos points out that gemara is really talking about tvicha. It's not talking about the actual gneva. It's talking about shechting the animal after the gneva. And by tvicha, the gemara says in a number of places, yesh liach dvar avera. So you can't have a raya that even where ain't shliach dvar avera, migu de zochel anavshi zochin ami lechavrei. So Tosfos says that we're talking about Shutvin Sheganvu Shehigbiu Shneim, that they both picked it up together. And Tosis doesn't say clearly then what's his makar that such a thing works. Tosis argues on the case of Rashi. It's not that one person picked it up for himself and for his friend. It's that two people actually did the hagbah. But Tosis doesn't say what the makar is that such a thing is chayev, that they're both chayev. The Maharam understands that Tosis means to say in such a case, it's pashat misvara that they're both chayev. But it's not so clear exactly how we could say that misvara. But if you look in the Rishonim, in the Ramban and the Ran in our sugya, and in the old Chidushi HaRitva, it's mevur that they explain like Tosfos, and they say that the makar is from that same Gemara in Bava Kamma that Rashi brought. Because if the Gemara is talking about a Tvicha B'Shutfos, it must have been preceded by a Gneva B'Shutfos. Because the whole chiyav of Tvicha Mechira is only after there is a Gneva. So we must be talking about that they were chayiv on the Gneva B'Shutfos. How is that possible? It must be talking about B'Higbi Ushneim. But once you're learning it from that Gemara and saying that the Raya is not from the Tvicha but from the Gneva that preceded it, the Ktsois HaChoshen in Shin Mem Ches, Sivkaton Gimel is Ma'ayr, that could already be Miyashiv Rashi as well. When Rashi brought that Gemara, Rashi didn't mean that the Raya is from Tvicha. And Mamele Yerav Toysis is Kasha that by Tvicha Yesh Leach Dvar Avera. Rashi means that the Tvicha must have been preceded by a Gneva B'Shutfos. Mamele, we see from there that if someone steals something L'dayto L'das Chavera, it works. So what's Toysis is Kasha? It's Mavur that Toysis held that even though you could say from that Gemara that there's a Raya to Shutfin Shagon Vuz Chayovin, Toysis held in Svara that there's a difference between whether both of them picked it up or whether one of them picked it up L'dayto L'das Chavera. Tois is held in Svara, Rashi's case is not correct. If someone is going of it for himself and for his friend, it's not good enough. You don't say migu de zochel nafshi zochin ami lechavri. The raya that Rashi brought from Bava Kamma is not enough of a raya, because if his raya is from the tvicha we say yesh lechadvar avera, and if his raya is from the gneva, it's not clear that the case is that one person stole it for himself and for his friend. Rather, Taisa says you could say that the case is that they both stole it shehigbi ushneim, and then you taka have a mucker from that gemara and Bava Kamma that will say migu de zochel nafshi. But the machloikas that Tosis has with Rashi, he agrees that the makar could be from that Gemara, but he argues misvara. When someone is magbia l'dayta u'l'das chaveroi, there we don't say migu d'zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei. Only when you have both of them doing the hagbah, they both do the gneva together, then we'll say migu d'zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei. And the achroinim wonder, what is the svara of Tosis? Why does Tosis assume that in the case here of the dvar avera of the gneva, if one of them picks it up, you will not say migu d'zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei? But if they both pick it up together, then we understand that they could both be chayiv on the gneva because of migu d'zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei. What's the svara and shitas toises? So the Nesivas in Simen Kufhei, Sivkatan Gimel, says a big chiddush and says that Toisvis holds that the whole principle of migu d'zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei is only said when I need the zechia of my friend in order to have my own zechia. If I pick up this object myself, l'daytoy u'l'das chaveroy, then we don't say migu d'zochel nafshi zochi nami l'chavrei, because I don't need my friend to be zoiche in order for me to be zoiche. I did a hagbah gemura. But specifically in the case where we both did the Maisa Hagbah together, and I need my friend to be Zoicha in order for me to be Zoicha, because if he is not Zoicha, then Lagabe me, that Chelik is going to be Kemunachas Lagabe Karka. So I need his Zechia in order to facilitate my Zechia. In such a case, we say, Migu de Zochel Nafshe, Zochin Ami Lechavre. Memela Toises holds when one person picks it up for himself and for his friend, where he doesn't need his friend's Zechia in order for him to be Zoicha, we don't say the Klal of Migu altogether. Only in the case of Higbiu Shneim, where each one needs his friend's Zechia, there we'll say migu d'zochel nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei. It comes out a big chiddush from the Nesivas that not just by Gneva, but even by Metzia, where Rava says that we say the concept of migu d'zochel nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei, that's only like a case of our Mishnah where they both picked it up together. But if Ruvain picks up a Metzia, half to be zoicha for himself and half to be zoicha for his friend, we will not say the klal of migu d'zochel nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei, since Ruvain does not need Shimon's zechia to facilitate his own zechia. And that's a chiddush that the Nesivas wants to say here, B'das HaToisvus. However, Rav Baruch Ber in the Bircha Shmuel in Simen Ches and in the Imre Moshe Simen Lamed Gimel, they explain Shitas Toisvus Ba'ofen Acher. Lo'olam, we could say Migu D'Zochel Nafshei Zochi Nami L'Chavrei, even if I don't need my friend's Zechia to facilitate my Zechia. Taisis doesn't mean like the Svara of the Nesivas, but Taisis still holds that by Gneva specifically, the way that it works, that both of them can be Chayiv Veshut Fin Shaganvu, is specifically when both of them do the Maisa Gneva. And that is predicated on two Yesoides. Firstly, a Yesoid, that in order to be Chayiv on Gneva, someone has to do, the Ganav has to do a Maisa Kinyan. He has to do a Maisa. It's not enough if the thing comes into his rishos, and this is learnt out from Rashi in a number of places. Rashi later on Daf Yud Amid Beis, and again on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, and Rashi in Gittin Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, in the case where the Gemara discusses of doing a Gneva through Gagoy Chatzera Vikarfifai, if an animal enters your Chatzer. So Rashi is quick to point out, v'no'al b'faneha l'goinva, and you close the door to steal it. Why does Rashi have to say you stole the door, you closed the door? Stam, the animal entered your chatzer, and you have a gneva in that way. So the Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Shin Mem Ches, Sivkot and Beis, says that we see from Rashi that in order to be chayiv on the gneva, it's not enough that it came into your chatzer, and there's a kinyan called kinyan chatzer. You have to do a maisa gneva. Where is your maisa gneva? V'no'al b'faneha l'goinva, when you close the door, then you've done your Maisa, that's a Maisa Gneva. The Achrayim show from Toysis in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Hei Amid Aleph, that Toysis as well says in that case of a Gneva through your Chatzer, Toysis says, Vihikisha b'makol, and you hit it with a stick in order to be Gainavit. So Toysis also is trying to get to a Maisa Gneva. And Rabbi Zalman in the Evin Ozel, Hilchas Gneva, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezayin, says that Toysis specifically says, Hikisha b'makol, and Toysis doesn't say like Rashi that he closed the door, Lagoinva, because Toysis holds that you need a Maisa Gneva in the Guf HaDavar, in the Cheftza itself. So you have to hit the animal with the Makol. It's not enough that you close the door behind the animal. You have to do a Maisa Gneva in the animal. Rashi holds it's enough to do a Maisa Gneva of Noal Bifanel to close the door behind the animal. But Al Kopanim, Rashi and Taisis both agree to this Yesoid number one, that in order to be Chayiv B'Gneva, you need a Maisa Gneva. The second Yesoid of Baruch Ber and the Imrei Moshe established for us is also from the Ktzois in Shin Mem Ches, but in the next Sivkatan, in Sivkatan Gimel, where the Ktzois says a Svara that the whole principle of Migu de Zochi l'Nafshei, Zochi l'Nami l'Chavrei is said only by Kinyonim and not by Stam Amaisa. And the way the Vel teaches up the Vart of the Ktzois is that you only say Migu de Zochi by a Chalois and not by a Maisa. When we're talking about a Chalois Kinyan, then we say, if it could be Zoicha for myself, then I could be Zoicha for my friend. But when it comes to needing a Maisa, if you need a Maisa, I can't do a Maisa that's considered that my friend did the Maisa. If Migu de Zochi l'Nafshei that is making it that I could be Zoicha l'chavre, that's only by something similar to Zechiyah, where there's a Chalois Kinyan. But a Maisa that I do for myself, we can't make it as if my friend did a Maisa. Based on these two Yesoides, that by Gneva you need a Maisa, and Migu de Zochi l'Nafshei and Zochi l'Nami l'chavre doesn't work on a Maisa, it only works on a Chalois. So Rav Baruch Ber and the Imrei Moshe explain that that's Pshat and Shitas Taisis. In order to get to the din of Shutfin Shaganvu Chayovin, because of the principle of Migu de Zochi l'Nafshei, Zochi l'Nami l'Chavrei, Tosfos says we must be talking about kegoin shehigbiu shneim, that they both did the maisig neva. But it's not enough to say Rashi's case that a person picks it up ladaito ladas chaveroi, because soif kol soif the chaver did not do a maisig neva, and in order to be chayiv on a gneva, you need a maisig neva, like Rashi says v'noal b'fanel legoinva, and like Tosfos says hikisha b'makol, you need a maisig neva, and migu de zochi l'nafshei zochi l'nami l'chaveroi doesn't work on a maisa. Memeila Tosfos says that it has to be higbiu shneim. What would be pshat in Rashi that Rashi himself says that if a person picks it up ladaita yuladas chaveroi, it works? Rashi is doch the bala memra that says v'noal b'fonel lagoinva, that you need a maisa gneva, and migu de zochi l'nafshei zochi l'nami l'chaveroi. The Ktzoi says is a davar pashut even b'das Rashi that it doesn't work on a maisa, it only works on a chalois. So how could Rashi explain that migu de zochi l'nafshei would help legabe gneva? So on that, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky explains in the Shiuri Reb Shmuel that Rashi holds that it's not true that every ganav has to do a maisa gneva. It only is considered a gneva if there is a maisa gneva done. It can't be that it just walked in and now you're koinet b'chatzer. There has to be a maisa gneva in order for it to be entitled a gneva by the Torah. That's what Rashi says, v'nal b'fanel l'goinva, because it's only considered a gneva if there is a maisa gneva. But if Reuven does the maisa gneva for himself and for his friend, that's good enough. If we say the klal of migu de zochi l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei, then that's good enough. Even though his maisa is not ke'ilu Shimon did the maisa, but as long as there is a maisa gneva done here, that is good enough. Rashi holds that if he steals it, Ladaito Ladas Chaveroi will say Migu de Zochin Nafshi Zochin Ami Lechavre. But Tosis held every Ganev, in order to be Chayev, has to do a Maisa Gneva. And therefore, here, if it's Shutfin Shaganvu, we must be talking about where it's Higbiu Shneim, that they both did the Maisa Akbah, in order for us to be Machayev, both of them, on this Gneva. One more ha'ara l'maisa on the din of magbia metzia l'chaveroi, kone chaveroi, in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat Simin Reish Samach Tes, Sif Aleph, we paskin like Rami Bar Chama. The Mechaber says, ha'magbia metzia l'chaveroi, afa pisha loy oma loy klum, even if Shimon didn't ask Reuven to pick it up for him. Reuven just picked it up, adaita de Shimon, zocha ba, he could be zoichet for Shimon. And you don't even need migu de zochin nafshei zochin ami lechavrei. We paskin like Rami Bar Choma over Rava. However, the Sma over there in Sifkatan Aleph says that the only time Reuven could be zoicher for Shimon is if Reuven speaks out in front of Edim when he picks up the metziah that he's picking it up for Shimon. Reuven sha'amar b'shah shehigbiya ha'metziah me'agabe karkoi ha'agabe karka ha'reini magbiya metziah zu k'dei lizkois ba l'shimon. If he speaks out and says, I'm picking this up in order for Shimon to be zoicher, k'na'a Shimon, then Shimon could be koinet. And the Shach over there in Sifkatan Aleph argues and says that the magbiya metziah l'chaveroi is kana chaveroi even without saying anything. Even if you just pick it up, al das that Shimon should be koinet, this metziah, then it works. The Mechaber says already, afa pisha loy omar loy klum. Even though Reuven did not tell Shimon about it, still it could work. But now we have a machloikas in the poiskim, the Sma and the Shach. Does Reuven have to speak out anything in front of the Edim? The Sma says that the only way Reuven's hagbah could work on behalf of Shimon is if he speaks it out in front of the Edim. And the Shach says that he doesn't have to speak out anything, not to Shimon and not to the Edim. As long as he had in mind, he had kavana that Shimon should be koine with his hagbah, then it works. And there's a machloikas, the ktsois and the nesivis, whether we should side with the shach or the sma la halacha. The ktsois over there in Sifkatan Aleph says that the sma is correct, that when Reuven picks it up for Shimon, it only works if Reuven speaks it out, because he says that we've paskin and kedushin daf mem tes amid beis, and in other places in Shas, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. If a person sells a land, and he had in mind because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't speak that out in the sale. And then at the end, he decides not to go to Eretz Yisrael and he wants to reclaim his land. It doesn't work because at the time of the sale, he just said, I'm selling you the land. He didn't say, I'm manas that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. And even though he had that in mind, in monetary transactions, dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. If that's the case, says the Ktzois, when Reuven is picking it up for Shimon, it's not enough that he had in mind for Shimon to be koined. Dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. Only if he speaks it out in front of Edim that he's picking it up on behalf of Shimon, it can work. But the Nesiva says that that's incorrect. The Shach is right, that if a person picks it up for somebody else, it works even without speaking anything out. We hold Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Says the Nesiva, you have to remember the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Rashba in Kiddushin says that this that we pass in Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is only when they are Soiser the Divrei Piv. In your words, you said, I am selling you this land. And then your divrei dvarim shebelev is soiser the divrei piv and said, if I don't end up going to Eretz Yisrael, then I don't want to sell you the land. Those dvarim shebelev don't have validity, don't have power, because they are against the divrei piv. They are against your outwardly words or your outwardly actions. And therefore, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. But if not for that, dvarim shebelev would be dvarim. That's the yesod of the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Nun. Says the Nesivis, if you remember the yesod of that Rashba, then you'll realize over here that the Shach is correct. That when you say, magbia metziah l'chaveroi, it could be kone chaveroi, even without speaking anything out. Because dvarim shebelev could work. Because over here, it's not soiser divrei piv. You never said that you're not being koinet for Shimon, you're being koinet for yourself. And therefore, if you had in mind to pick it up, and your das was to pick it up for Shimon, that is not called being soiser divrei piv, memeila would work. So we have a gevaldige melchamta shel Torah over here, in the din of magbia metziah l'chaveroi, kone chaveroi, where the sma says that you have to speak it out, the shach says you don't have to, the ktsoi says that the sma is right, because dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and the nesiva says that the shach is right, because over here dvarim shebelev are dvarim, the only time dvarim shebelev einam dvarim is if it's soiser divrei piv, bedas haktsois, and the sma, that they hold that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and you have to speak it out over here. L'chayra, it doesn't shtim with the yisoid of the Rashba, that the Rashba says that the only time dvarim shebelev einam dvarim is if it's soisa divrei piv. So firstly, we could say, like the Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Nunhei points out, that not everyone agrees to the Rashba. The Ran in the beginning of Psachim seems to disagree with the Rashba. The Ran says that a person can't do a Hefker Belev, because Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, even though over there it's not Soiser any Divrei Piv. So says the Divrei Yecheskel, the Ktsois could hold like the Ran, and that's why he applies the Klal of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, even in our situation. However, in the bottom of the newly printed Ktsois HaChoshens in the Hagois of Rav Dimitrovsky Shlita, he points out that you could explain the Ktsois differently. Even if you would understand and agree with the Rashba that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is only when it's Soiser Divrei Piv, it could be the Ktsois is correct in applying the Klal of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim over here. Because over here, the outward action of picking up something is understood bepashtus that you're picking it up for yourself. That is the norm that people who do a Maisa Kinyan and a Maisa Zechi are doing it for themselves. If you want to say that there was an unusual occurrence here, that you picked it up for someone else, that's considered being soiser, your outwardly actions, and even the Rashba would agree that in this case, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. It's not like just stam being mafkir something, where there's no outward words or action that indicates otherwise. Over here, your outward action of doing a maisa kinyan, a maisa zechiyah, is bepashtus understood to be picking it up for yourself. If you want to change what we see outwardly, and say, no, I meant to pick it up for someone else, that kavana is not enough, because that is considered being soiser divrei piv, not the divrei piv mamish, but the outwardly actions of picking up something is understood to be picked up for that person himself, and if he wants to say that he's picking it up for someone else, kavana is not enough, because dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, he has to speak it out. And Rav Dimitrovsky brings a mucker to this from the Me'iri, because the Me'iri later on Daf Yud Amud Aleph says beferish like the Sma. He says that the only time Magbi is only if he is Omar Beferish. If he says Beferish that I'm picking it up for someone else, he says clearly like the Sma that over here you need Divrei Piv, it's not enough to have Dvarim Shebelev. Even though the Me'iri in Kedushin Daf Nun says Beferish like the Rashba, that the only time Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is if it's Soiser Divrei Piv. So L'chayr it's a stira in the Me'iri. If the Me'iri holds there like the Rashba, so how could the Me'iri say here that you need to have Dvarim Shebepeh? If not for that, it would be Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. L'chayr Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is only when it's Soiser Divrei Piv. Says of Dimitrovsky, we see from the Me'iri that in our situation, it is considered Soiser Divrei Piv. Because the pashtus of a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Zechiyah, is that you're doing it for yourself. And if you want to say that you had Kavona for someone else, that needs a Dibur, because if not for that, it's called Dvarim Shebelev that are Soiser, your outwardly actions. And Memela, the Me'iri, agrees with the Sma that a person has to speak it out. If that's the case, we could say that the Ktsois is going like the Shita Sarashba. You don't have to say like the Divrei Yecheskel that the Ktsois holds Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim even when it's not Soiser Divrei Piv. You could say that the Ktsois understood like the Rashba, but his understanding was like the Me'iri, that over here it's considered being Soiser Divrei Piv, it's considered being Soiser his outwardly actions, and therefore the only time the Hagbah of Ruvain can help for Shimon is if he speaks out that he's picking up the Metziah L'Shem Shimon. On Amud Beis we have the Sugya of Rachuv Umanig. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas brings from the Taisis Yontif in Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, that the Taisis Yontif explains that when a person rides, the Pu'ula is called Reichev, but the Gavra is called Rachuv, he is the rider. Similar to someone who is Ma'ares, is called an Arus, and someone who is Meiser, if he snitches on someone, he's called a Masur. Al-Kopanim in the Sugya we're discussing a person who is a Rachuv, who is a rider on an animal, and a Manig, someone who is leading the animal, which one is Kaina? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel about Rachuv Umanik Chad Kani and Chad Loi Kani, and he didn't know which one was which. So the Gemara says that if we're talking about Rachuv L'chudei and Manig L'chudei, it would be Pashut that Manig L'chudei is a Kinyan, because that is a Kinyan Meshicha, and the Mishnah Kiddushin Daf Chafei Amid Beis tells us that a Behema Dakna is Niknes B'Meshicha. So it must be that we're talking about Rachuv B'Makam Manig, that you have both at the same time, and the Gemara is discussing which one is Adif. Do we say that Rachuv is Adif because he is Tafus Ba? Or do we say that Manig is Adif because it is Azla Machmasei, the animal is moving because of the Manig? And the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah in Kelayim, Paraches Mishnah Gimel, that says that if a person is Yoishev Bekaroin, he is Soifeg Esarboim. And from the way Shmuel treats this Mishnah, and says that the Chachamim are the Shita, that Pater, a Yoishev Bekaroin from Malkus, by Kelayim, so you see that he holds that Yoishev Bekaroin would not be a Kinyan, and by extension, Rochuv would not be a Kinyan as well. So we see that Shmuel held, Rochuv is not a Kinyan. Toisus Dibur HaMaschil Rochav L'chudei Loikani wonders that if it's true that Shmuel holds that Rochav L'chudei is not a Kinyan, so why did Shmuel discuss Rochav B'makom Manig? He should have discussed Rochav alone not being a Kinyan. And Toisus explains the Tzursa D'Shmaitza that Reb Yehuda was really Mesupik, how he heard it from Shmuel. Did he hear from Shmuel a discussion about Rochav L'chudei or Manig L'chudei? And then he would know that Shmuel meant that Manig is the Kinyan, because that's a Meshicha, and Rochav is not a Kinyan. Or maybe he heard from Shmuel a discussion about Rochav B'makom Manig, and then he wasn't sure if Shmuel said that the Rochav is Adif, or that the Manig is Adif. Now the Gemara says that we're Poishet, that Shmuel holds Rochav is not a Kinyan Bechlal, so then Taka Shmuel was not discussing a case of Rochav B'makom Manig. Shmuel was discussing a case of Rochav L'chudei and Manig L'chudei, and Shmuel Taka said that the Rochav L'chudei is not a Kinyan at all. In the Etzem case of our Ksugya, where it talks about Rochav, this person who's riding the animal, Toisvis Dibur HaMaschil Rochav Adif says that you can't say that the person is just sitting on the animal and the animal is not moving because of the Rochav whatsoever. Because then it would be Pashut that that is not a Kinyan. The Gemara has a discussion here that it could be the Rochav here is a Kinyan. How could it be a Kinyan? All he is doing is sitting on the animal, riding the animal. So Taisvis says it's got to be that when it says Rochav, when a person is riding on the animal, it is Ozla Nami Ma'at Machmase. That also causes the animal to move. When a person puts his weight on the animal and sits on the animal, that causes him to move. So he also has a Maila of Ozla Machmase. Why does the Gemara say that Manig, the tzad that Manig is better is because it's Ozla Machmase? That's Ozla Machmase Tuva. That's going a lot Machmase. And the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran go with this Mahalach as well and explain it a little more, that the Manig is the one who actually controls the movement of the animal. And that's what the Gemara calls Ozla Machmase. But of course the Rochav also is an impetus for the animal to move. When the person is Rochav, is riding on the animal, that is Ma'ira, the animal to move, and that's also called Ozla Machmatzei Ksas. However, from the Lashon of Rashi, it doesn't seem like that. Rashi, in Dibur HaMaschil Manig, Manig L'chudei, Mi Ikal L'manda Amar D'loi Kani, Rashi says that the tzad, that if one of them is not a Kinyan at all, it must be Rochav. And what would be the reason that Rochav is not a Kinyan? Dekasavar Meshicha Be'inon. Because he holds that you need a Meshicha. Shetakar Yad V'regel. Kedamina Be'kedushin. That the animal has to move, has to uproot its hand, meaning its front leg, and regel, the back legs. It's Masha from Rashi that with Rochav, the animal is not moving Bechlal. And the emes is, it's mefurish like this in Rashi on Amud Aleph. Rashi Dibur HaMaschil D'Rochav Kani says Va'af Agav D'Loi Meshicha Hi. It is clearly not a Meshicha. She'eino Zaza Mimakayma. The animal is not moving from its place. She'ein Manhiga Baraglo. And even though it's Eino Zaza Mimakayma, still there's a Shita that Rochav is a good Kinyan. So in Rashi, it's mashma clear that it's not Ozla Machmosek Tzas. The Rashash on Amud Aleph is Matmiya on the Rashi. How could Rashi say She'eino Zaza Mimakayma? Toisvis says on Amud Beis that it has to be Ozla Machmosek Ma'at. So the Rashash wants to be Magia in the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean She'eino Zaza Mimakayma, rather She'eino Zaza. She'eino, first of all, instead of She'eino, and Zaza with a Mapik Hey, and it means that he is not moving it. He is not moving it Mimakayma. But Avadid is Ozla Machmosek Ktsas, and Rashi would agree to Toisvis. However, the Rashi here on Amud Beis that says that you need Shetak or Yad Varegel is Mashma quite clearly that Rashi holds that you don't need the animal to move at all in order to have the Kinyan of Rochav. And in the Rav, in the Mishnayis over here in Mishnah Beis, it's Mashma clearly that he goes with this Shita as well. The Rav says, Va'af al pi she'enoi manig, even though you're not being manig the animal, she'loi zoza ha-behema mi-makayma. clear that getting the Lashon from the Rashi on Amud Aleph, and he doesn't just say that the person doesn't move the animal manually. He says, the animal does not move at all. It's mashma clearly from the Rav that the Shita, that Rachov is Koine, is even if it does not move at all. And the Nachlas Yaakov on Daftes Amud Aleph shows this from the words of the Rav. Al Kaponim, that's definitely the Pashtus then in Shitas Rashi, which brings us to a question, Misvara. If that's true that Rashi and the Rav hold that the animal does not have to be Zaza Mimakoima Bechlal, unlike Toisvis and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran, so then what tak is the Kinyan? According to Toisvis, this all is in the category of Kinyan Meshicha. Manig is better because it controls the movement of the animal. But Rachov could also be a Kinyan in the family of Meshicha, because it is also Ozla Machmosek Tzas. The Adifus is that it's Tafus B'moisera, but the Kinyan Bechlal is because the animal is moving because of the Rachov a little bit. But according to Shitas Rashi and the Rav, that the Behema is Eina Zaza Mimakoima, what possibly could be the Kinyan of Rachov in our Sugya? So the Emes is in the Shita Mikubetzes, he brings in the name of the Ritzbosh, which is the Rivosh that we know of, Rabbi Yitzchak Barab Sheshes, that he says clearly, like Rashi and the Rav, She'ein ha-behema mahalechas, that the animal is not moving b'chlal. And in the Shita Mikubetzes on Daf Tesam at Aleph, in the name of the Ritzbosh, he explains clearly what this Kinyan is. And he says that the Kinyan of Rachav would be, Mipnei Shehu Mishtamish Ba, Kederech Sha'ada Mishtamish B'behemtoi, because he is using this animal the way people use their own animal. He is riding it just like an owner. V'havidumya d'chazaka, and it is similar to a chazaka. And what the Rivosh means is that according to the Shita that Rachav is a Kinyan, it's taka not in the family of Meshicha. It's in the family of chazaka. Meshicha means that you pull the animal, you make it move. That's somewhat of a hachnasa l'rishus. You're making the animal move, and thereby we see it that you're pulling it into your rishus, into your ownership. However, by chazaka, if someone makes a chazaka on a karka, if he digs in it or does something that shows that he's an owner, that's a hayras bailus. That's a maisa bailum. You're doing something that normally owners do. That itself is nikva by chazal as a maisa kinyan. And therefore, the kinyan of Rachov is because you're acting in it like a bailum. V'havidumya d'chazaka, therefore it's similar to chazaka. It's important to be madgish that the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, says that only real estate could be niknes b'chazaka. Nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis niknem bekesef uvishtar uvechazaka. But metaltalin, nechasim sheyen lahem achrayis eina niknen ela b'meshicha. So the Rivosh doesn't mean that it's actually a kinyan chazaka here. However, the Rivosh just means he's bringing it as a dogma, that just like you find by karkois, there is a kinyan called chazaka, even though you're not moving it into your rishus, but it's a hiroas bailus, it's a maise bailum that you're doing on the karka. Similarly, there would be a concept, even by metaltalin, if you hold rachov as a kinyan, that when a person is riding on an animal, he is doing a maise bailum, he is doing a usage with this animal, kiderach sha'ada mishtamish bebehemtai, and that itself would be a kinyan, and that would be the shita of the Rav, and it would seem to be the shita of Rashi as well, that the kinyan of rachov in our Sugya is not in the family of Kinyan Meshicha. As Rashi is mashma over here on Amud Beis, when Rashi says that Rachov is not a Kinyan, to kasavar Meshicha ba'inan, because he holds you need a Meshicha, shatak or yad v'regel. It's mashma that the Shita of Reichev Kani is not that it's a Meshicha. Farkeret, it's that it works in some other Kinyan, not in the family of Meshicha. So the Rivosh is saying that it's similar to the Yisoid of Kinyan Chazoka Bekarka, which is that you're doing a Maisa Bailim, that would be the Kinyan of Rachov, according to Rashi and the Rav and the Rivosh. In the case of Rachuv b'makom manig, Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil Elo Rachuv, sets up the case that they're both coming lefaneinu in Bezdin, ze Rachuv ze manig, and each one is tining kula shali. So the Ktsoisa Choshen and Simin Reish Samach Tes, Sivkot and Beis, is medayik from Rashi, that the Dion in our Sugya of Rachuv b'makom manig is not a discussion about Kinyan. Masha from the Lashon of Rashi says the Ktzois that loy misafka leilinyan kinyan haiminayu adif. There's never a shaila in our sugya legabi two people doing this, being roichev and manig bebas achas on a behema shel hefker or on a metzia. Which one is adif? That's not a discussion. For sure, they would both be kaina from hefker. Ela leinyan muchzakus misafka le mi mikri muchzak tvei I roichev I manig. The whole shaila is a shaila legabi muchzakus, which one is considered a greater muchzak when they come before Neinu and Bezdin, and one is riding the animal, and the other is manik. However, the Chazon Ish in Choshen Mishpat, in Likutim and Simen Chav, is Matmiya on the Ketzais HaChoshen. Because Rashi at the end of the Dibur seems to say clearly that the discussion is about Kinyan as well. Because Rashi says, V'chi aminon Meshicha koni heicha deleka rachuv, avo b'makam rachuv loy. There, the Rashi is discussing Kinyan, and Rashi right after that says, "Oydilma manig adif de ka'azla machmasei v'hi hagedoyla b'kinyan," and that is the greater ma'isa when it comes to Kinyanim. Nu, so it's Mashma and Rashi that we're not just discussing Muchzakus, we're discussing Kinyan as well, not like the Derech HaLimud of the Ketzais, that the Ketzais says that Rashi holds that Lagabi Kinyan, it's surely that they're both Kaina, and the whole discussion of our Sugya is a discussion of Muchzakus. It's Mashma from Rashi that our Sugya is discussing both Nakudas, is discussing the Kinyan, and is discussing Muchzak. So it would seem that Rashi holds that Einichanami, the dion of the sugya, is which one is a better kinyan, as is Mashma from the Lashon of the sugya. Rachav u'manig, chad kani, v'chad loy kani. The discussion is by Rachav b'makam manig, which one is a better kinyan. However, the nafkamina about this case is by Muchzakus as well. When one person is Rachav and the other person is manig, and each one says kula shali, the Muchzakus depends on which one is a greater kinyan. And this is based on the Yesoid that Toisvis in our Sugya, Dibur Hamaschil Oy Dilma, Shtel Zavek in our Sugya, that the Geder of Muchzakus, when a person is considered coming to Bezdin Muchzak on something, is that you need a Tfisa Haru'uya Lakinyan. You need something that is that type of Achiza that is Ru'uya Lakinyan. Toisvis learns this from the Gemara at the very end of the Daf. When the Gemara brings a Raya from our Mishnah, Shema Mina Rochuv Kani, that you see from our Mishnah that says Hayu Shnayim Roichven Al Gabi Behema, so it says that it's mavur that Rochuv is a kinyan. And Frek Toisvis, our Mishnah is not discussing being Koinet Min Ahefker. Our Mishnah is discussing when they come Lefaneinu Bedin, which one is considered Muchzik. So we see that Roichiv is a Muchzik. How does the Gemara say Shema Mina Rochuv Kani? Says Toisvis, you see from our Gemara that the Mishnah, if the Mishnah considers a Rochuv to be a Muchzik, so then that must be that is a Kinyan, because you need a Tfisa Haru'uya L'Kinyan in order to be considered a Muchzik. What's Pshat in the Shita of Toisvis that and many other Rishonim that say this, that you need a Tfisa Haru'uya L'Kinyan in order to be considered a Muchzik? So the Maram on that Toisvis says, because if you have a Tfisa that's Ru'uya L'Kinyan, so we say that you were Kaina it in this way, Gufa. And if your tfisa is not Roy Lakinian, then it didn't become yours. It has to be that your tfisa is Ru'uya Lakinian for us to say that you were kind of it in this Derech Mamish. However, the Pshat of the Maram is a Mechudish Lik Pshat, because it doesn't say anywhere that they have to be tining, that they were kind of it in this way, that this Roichiv says that he was kind of it with Rechiva, and the Manik says he was kind of it by Anhaga. It's mashma that this is the din of Muchzik, even if they're not claiming that they were kind of it b'derech zu. So the Pashup Shat L'Choira in the Klal of Taisis, that Muchzakus depends on whether a person has a Tfisa Haru'uya L'Kinyan or not, is brought out by Reb Shimon in the Shara Yosher, Shar Hei Perek Tezvav, and he says, what is the Yesoid in Muchzakus after all, that we've been discussing throughout this Perek in Shnayim Oichzin, that when we see someone holding on to something, we say he's a Muchzak, and when two people are holding on to it, we say that they're both Muchzak. Muchzak means that when Bezdin looks at the situation at hand, they say that the Pashtus is that this person is holding on to his thing, because when we see someone holding on to an object, we see it by him. We see him as an owner of it. If we see two people holding on to it, so we see two people as an owner. And then we have the dinam of sveikos. But al kapanim, the aside of a muchzik, even if it's not a raya muchrachas that it's yours, but when someone comes to Bezdin holding on to something, we see it by him. What's called that we see something by you? So the Toisvis Shtel Zaveka Yesoid that he learns from this sugya, that when someone is holding on to it in a way that is Ru'uya L'Kinyan, that is called that we see it by him. Not because we say that he was kaina it in this way. Not necessarily. If someone is holding on to something, it doesn't mean that we see that he was kaina it b'hagbah. Maybe he was kaina it b'meshicha or b'chatzar or some other way. But we see it by him in order for us to say that with this achiza, we see the chefetz by him, it has to be that he's holding holding on to it in a way that if he were to do this with the Chayfet Shal Hefker, that would be considered a Maisa Kinyan. Then with such a Tfisa Rui Lakinyan, that is Koivea for us, that the Pashtus is that we see it by him until proven otherwise. And if someone wants to be Maitzi it from that Pashtus, Ha Maitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya, that is the aside of Tfisa Rui Lakinyan. Dukma Ladavar says Reb Shimon, the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis on Daf Tezvava Midbeis, says that when we see a guy holding on to something, a guy is not a muchzik, doesn't have the status of a muchzik. Says Reb Shimon, the pshat is because the yisayid of muchzakus is that when we see something in your hand, the pashtus is that it's yours, but by a guy, that's not necessarily the pashtus. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Amid Aleph says that a stam guy is a gazlan, when he could take things that are not his. He doesn't have that pashtus that he's an honest person and that what he's holding is his. And therefore, if a guy is holding on to it, he doesn't have a muchzakus because we don't see that by him. If he would have done that derech hakinyan, maybe it would have been a kinyan. But by a guy, we don't see it the pashtus by him. And memela, by a yid, when we do see it by him, the geder advarim is that it has to be a tfisa or uya lakinyan. The ktsais hachoshen and simin reish beis, sifkatan zayin, points out, what does that mean that you need a tfisa or uya lakinyan? It's mashman the Gemara later in Bava Metzia daf kuf, and again on daf kuf tez zayin, that if a person is holding on to something in his chatzar, then he is considered a muchzik, even if that chatzar is a chatzar she'ina mishtameris. The Ktzois has diyukim in that sugya, in those sugyas, that it's even a chatzar she'ina mishtameris is called a muchzakus. However, we paskin that if someone has something in his chatzar, if it's a chatzar she'ina mishtameris, that is not ru'uya lakinyan. You can't be kind of something in a chatzar she'ina mishtameris. And the Ktzois says, even if you have das acheres makne, where someone is makne to you, it's mavur in the Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilcha Zechiah Halacha Tes, and in the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Reish Sif Aleph, that even in such a case it's not a good kinyan, because with a chatzar she'ina mishtameres you can't be kind of frektik tzois. Then how could it be that it's a good tfisa, that it's considered a good muchzakus? Says the tzois, because when you see something in someone's chatzar, he is considered muchzak, and anyone who wants to be moitzi it is considered moitzi mechaveh alav araya. It's just the gzeres hakol of Lagabi Kinyan. To make a Kinyan, you have to learn that out from Sukkim, and we learned it out similar to Yadoi. Chatzar, it has to be a Kinyan similar to Yadoi, and Memela, it has to be a Chatzar Amishtameris. A Chatzar Sheina Mishtameris is Eino Dumya de Yadoi. So what does the Ktsais mean? Saif Kal Saif, it doesn't work for Kinyan. So how could it be worked? How could it be considered that he's Muchzik when it's in such a Chatzar? Lachaira, it's a Tfisa Sheina Ru'uya la Kinyan. So if the Yasoid was like the Maharam, that we assume that you did the Kinyan in this way, then in a chanami, it's a davar pella. If we assume you did the kinyan in a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, such a kinyan wouldn't work. So how could that be a good muchzik? However, the Ktzai seems to understand, like the Shara Yosher, like Reb Shimon Shkop, that explains that the geder of the Tfisa Ruya Lakinyan is not that we say that you were koined b'derech zu. It just means that in such a way we see it by you. Memela, even when something is in your chatzar, she'ena mishtameres, soif kol soif, if it's in your chatzar, if it's in your property, we see the pashtus is that this thing is being held onto by you. Memela, it establishes for us that this person is a muchzik. If you want to know to actually acquire it and take it into your possession to make a kinyan chatzar, that we learn out from Sukkim, that it has to be dumya deyada. Memela, it has to be a chatzar mishtameres. But the klal that you need a tfisa ruy la kinyan is just that is kaiveya to us, that we see the object by you. Memela, that could be even by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres as well. Al kopanim, if we have this yisoid that you need a tfisa ruy la kinyan, which Tosis says beferish, and he brings it out from the Gemara at the end of the daf, so that would be the understanding here in Rashi as well. Rashi Avada holds that the sugya is discussing kinyan and muchzakus, not like the Ktzois HaChoshen is medayik in Rashi that we're discussing only muchzakus, rather like the Chazainish is medayik from the Seif Divrei Rashi that the discussion of the sugya is about kinyanim as well. However, the discussion of kinyan and the discussion of muchzakus is one and the same, because if our Gemara is discussing which is a better kinyan, rachu vermanig, so then that would be kaveh for us which is a better muchzakus as well, because the gather of muchzakus is that you need a muchzak that is a tfisa haru'uya lakinyan, that's when we see it by you. So when you have a rachuv and a manig, so when they come to Bezdin, one is rachuv, one is manig, in whose rishus do we see this more? Who who is considered a higher level of muchzakus. It's whichever one is a better kinyan. If Rachav b'makam manig, the Rachav is the kinyan because it's toughest b'maiseira, so then he is the stronger muchzak. If the manig is the better kinyan because it's azlamach masay, so then he is the better muchzak as well. The only thing that needs a little beer here is, why does Rashi explain the case b'davka l'gabi muchzakus? It's true what we're saying, that the muchzakus is tali on kinyan, but why don't you just say simply that they both were Rachav and manig from a davish al hefker b'bas achas, and then we want to know which one is koinit. Why does Rashi shtelavek the case davka l'inyan muchzakus? On that, my Rebbe Rav Osh Ariely Shlita said you could say a pasha to answer. That Rashi shita, as we explained before, is that Rachav is eina zozami makaima, that he's just riding on the animal, it doesn't even have to move at all, machmasay. That is the kinyan of Rachav. If that's the case, to get to a case where it's Rachav and manig bebas achas is very difficult. That means that a person was manig the animal, and right away at the gemar of that movement, when the animal stopped, someone came on and was Rachav, and right away that Rachav is the kinyan, and simultaneously that rechiva was at the gemar of that manig of the animal moving machmas that anaga. That's a very difficult case to establish. Memeila Rashi makes a simpler case, that one person got on the animal and the other person is manig the animal, and they came into Bezdin. They didn't have to do it exactly b'bas achas. But now that they came into Bezdin, who is considered a stronger muchzik? The other Rishayim could discuss Rachav u'manik b'bas achas, because the Rishayim go l'shita sam, Taisis and the Ramban and other Rishayim that say that Rachav also requires azla machmasei k'tzas. And if that's the case, you could have someone riding the animal and then someone pulling the animal, and as it moves, it is moving a little bit machmas the Rachav and a lot machmas the manik, and the Rachav after all is being Toifis b'maiseira, so we want to know b'bas achas is who is the one who is the stronger koine. So that discussion could be according to the other Rishayim. However, l'fi Rashi l'shitasa, if we learn like the Pashtos in Rashi, the Rashi learns like the Rav and the Rivash, that the Rachav is a kinyan even before any movement, even if the behema is ena zazami makaima. So to get to a case where the person mounted the animal and he was Rachav on the animal, exactly b'bas achas as the kinyan of the manig, that is a difficult and an unusual case. Therefore Rashi says the Pashta ramification about this suffix of Rachav b'makam manig is in a case where they both came l'faneinu b'bed, Echad Rachav and Echad Manig, and we want to know which one is the stronger muchzik. And that's not a different discussion of the sugya, that is the same discussion, one and the same. Whether something is a stronger muchzik and something is a stronger kinyan is the same suffik, because in order to be considered a muchzik, as we explained, you need a tfisa haru'uya l'kinyan. Memela, the maisa of Rachav or Manig, whichever one is the stronger kinyan, will also be the stronger muchzik in Bezdin if they come to Bezdin with a Rachav and a Manig together.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.